This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new analysis from national scientists shows 2022 was a year of weather and climate extremes. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration crunched the numbers and has a fresh snapshot of the U.S. climate. Last year was 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than average and had 1.5 inches less precipitation than normal. That means 2022 ranked in the top one-third of warmest and driest years on record. Human-caused climate change is helping fuel this kind of extreme weather, which NOAA says played a role in 18 separate weather and climate disasters last year. Those totaled more than $1 billion in losses each. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Applications for gun violence prevention grants are now available through the State Health Department. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
20 Colorado organizations will be able to receive up to $10,000 each in grants to fund projects that reduce gun violence in their communities. The State Health Department says the initiatives must be evidence-based and must demonstrate proof of reducing violence. The funding comes from the Health Department's Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Grant awards are expected to be announced in the spring. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Controversial 8,000-seat amphitheater planned for Northern Colorado Springs will move forward. That's after City Council voted 8-1 to reject an appeal brought by citizens. Residents say the music venue doesn't follow local ordinances and would create problems with parking and increased traffic and noise in the area. Supporters include the U.S. Air Force Academy, the Chamber of Commerce, and the city's Urban Renewal Authority. They say it would boost the city's economy and provide 500 new jobs. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 12:06. Coming up next, it's Here and Now.